Content warnings for Five Gems Presents Marriage and Merriment include rumor, scandal, romance, courting, gaslighting, coercion, substance use, grief, social pressures surrounding marriage and traditional gender roles, and strong use of profanity. Listener discretion is advised.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories to the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
So, it's been about a week since a lot of things have gone on. Rumors were spread. Conversations were had, plans were made. During that time, there was another pamphlet that came out. Still anonymous, correct?
Mm-hmm.
This time, it's basically the Victorian equivalent of a recap page of everything that's been going on. Annalise, what have you been up to?
This and that, talking to my people.
Yeah. I'm sure things are so fine.
Things are moving around. You know, nothing interesting.
Yeah, nothing interesting whatsoever. So a week goes by, and you would all know that there is going to be a big summer, like, festival slash picnic thing going on. It's a big outing that happens to celebrate the harvest and all of that thing every year. It's always a big thing. It's a bigger thing this year because of the buzz of matches and whatnot. Showing face especially is good at this event, as there are local vendors and things like that, showing off their crops, having petting zoos and whatnot. And picnics are also had throughout that time. So you're all attending that.
I want to arrive on a horse.
okay, what horse?
I have a horse.
Okay, but what horse?
It is a dark steed. A Mustang is a type of horse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's a kind of horse that's sturdy? Those big
Mustangs
sturdy ones.
Mustangs are fucking huge.
Yeah.
Or Clydesdales.
Oh, Clydesdales.
Oh, Clydesdale. Yeah.
Clydesdales
yeah.
are bigger.
Big
Clydesdales
black
are gigantic.
Clydesdale. I like to think, like, with the money that I have, like, left over from what I send to my family, I actually tend to animals. Like, I like horses and stuff, so I have a few horses. And this might be one of my, like, big showgirls.
This is your baby. Yeah, so you show up on a large horse. How else does everyone else arrive to this?
I come in a real nice carriage. I come out, I have a giant hat.
Dude, okay, what's the fit?
Look, tight red dress, titties out as usual.
Well.
You know, boas, two boas this time.
Two? Okay.
Yeah. And a giant hat with a bunch of feathers in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it even has like a little bird on it too, a little stuffed bird,
yep.
A little blue jay.
I walk.
The Viscount walks.
Yeah, I walk.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a very similar outfit to the previous big event.
Yeah.
But instead of the flowers that are inlaid and stitched into my like vest or my jacket rather, are like summer flowers. They're like bright, eclectic summer colors. Yeah.
I think Esther, and if you want me to use a token for this, I totally can. I feel like with her actually being written about in like a gossip pamphlet, she has, uncharacteristically of her cousin, convinced Mortimer to accompany her as an escort for this.
Give me the token. But yes, I will definitely let that happen because that's kind of funny.
Mortimer's here now.
Mortimer's here. I don't know how the heck you convinced him to get out of the house, but you did. I think he's like nervously like looking around. He doesn't want to be here. Ophelia?
She definitely arrives with the family that she is up with right now in a carriage. But since it's not like a nighttime event, she's probably just still like in her governess uniform, what she wears on, maybe like a little like shawl.
Yeah.
But nothing crazy. Like she's not in a gown or anything. She looks very modest still.
Yeah, absolutely. So you all show up. Again, it is a huge event. There are tents set up and vendors and, you know, there's people calling you over to come try the jam that they have or whatever. You all arrive and you just kind of wander around, I assume. Are you looking for anyone in particular? Miles would see Annalise is hard to miss. As amongst all of this, she is wearing a bright red dress and a large hat.
I might be wanting to talk to her in private, so I might not even go in her direction.
Yeah, and you are aware of all the stuff that's been said.
Exactly, so recently. That as well.
Again, that is something that you are all conscious of, that there are things around you currently.
You said it was, what time is it?
It's like afternoon-ish. Okay. So yeah, are you guys looking for anything in particular? Anyone in particular?
Sweets.
Anything in particular? What's Miles' favorite sweet?
Those kind of like melty chocolates that have stuff on them in the middle.
Okay, yeah.
I'm looking for Miles.
Of course you are. And Elise?
I'm just kind of posted up letting people come to me.
Oh yeah, 100%. Why would you not? Esther?
Esther is like arm in arm with her escort cousin in this scenario. And she is like kind of looking to him, ready to stir the pot so much at this picnic. And she is kind of talking to Mortimer and she says,
you know, cousin, despite the circumstances that our family is facing right now, there are quite a number of popular ladies this season. I know that you have declared yourself time and time again to not be the marital sort, but there's a young governess that's quite popular right now.
Oh, you know that that's not really my thing. Marriage can take away from my hobby and whatnot.
Then would you not want to look for the company of an established woman who has endeavors and hobbies of her own?
I suppose you have a good point there, but that requires time and effort and talking.
Well, you clearly must serve as an escort for me today anyway, considering, well, my own meritable prospects, so why not put yourself out there? What's the harm?
I suppose there's no harm in trying. You've already dragged me here anyways.
As she is friends with Annalise. You remember Annalise?
Yes,
she was over at the estate all the time when Father passed. She was all over you that evening, very excitably so, but I could reintroduce the two of you, and perhaps she could introduce you to the governess, and better yet, perhaps you could meet my new friend, the Viscount, the doctor.
Yes, yes, yes. Why not? We're here. That sounds good. I'm not interrupting anything that you're doing.
Of course not, cousin. After all, you were starting to look a little too pale in your office, so Mother and I thought that some sunlight would do you good. Now, come along. I'll introduce you to everybody.
All right. As you drag your cousin along through these stalls. Oh, God. Okay, so, Miles, you're around. You're trying these little sweets. You're having a great time because they're just giving you samples.
Yeah,
like, Sir Miles!
Any free sample. I have a pocket full of coin that I am willing to spend all of it on delicious sweet treats.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You, like, every vendor is like, Sir Miles, do you want to try it?
Are you safe for horses?
I don't know about that.
Direct me to your nearest vendor that is safe for horses.
There's a produce stand that way if you want. I know that there's a stand here that has sugar cubes. If that's a thing.
Sugar. Thank you.
Yeah.
Also, and then it's like, just like a handful of money as I swipe some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put it in my satchel.
Viscount, you see Sir Miles is around. No one around him as he's having many a sweet.
Yeah. Young Sir Licking Miles. His
Viscount.
Are those sweets good?
Quite. Would you like some?
Oh, you know what? I'm okay. You should come by my home sometime. I'm working with chemicals and the like. I've also become quite the pâtisserie.
Oh, you
That's
bake?
Exactly. Like that. Yes, yeah. It's a bit of a hobby of mine. I've had a lot of free time recently.
I love pastries.
Yes,
yeah.
You should swing by. I tend to have more than I can do with, and even the servants can't eat as much as I make.
Sure.
Yes. Oh, would you mind if I accompany you to the next stall? It seemed like you were on your way to get something.
Yes. My horse, Atty. It's short for Athena, just so you know. Anyway,
Atty, what is that short for?
Thank you. I'm glad that you asked. It's short for Athena, the goddess of war.
Oh, I didn't know you were a scholar.
Hardly. I just like the pictures.
Of course you do.
Let's just walk and talk.
Yes. What brings you to the occasion?
I figure the same thing that brings right. you here, right? Right. Yes, yes, yeah. It's almost a necessity, really.
Can I be honest?
I would love nothing more.
Draining these things.
I will say this much, though I felt as though you did not like my presence at the previous event. I do think you and I have quite a bit in common.
I suppose I was a bit irritable that night for a lot of reasons.
Well, yes, I mean, infatuation can tend to lend itself to uncomfortable emotions that most...
Right, the ladies being around and infatuated.
Most, like, soldiers and even men thereafter are not equipped to deal with. You know, as society, the way we've established these things, why would you ever confront your own emotion? Just as the lady are taught to cater hand-in-hand and the like, it's quite... You know.
Unclear on what exactly we're talking about here.
I feel like your clear infatuation with a certain lady clouded your judgment a bit in the night.
You are mistaken. Me and the Duchess are just... I'm unclear.
Who are you talking about?
Who are you talking about?
Oh,
there were many women that night.
You're
many.
Right. You're so popular. I was more under the assumption, because I had stopped to talk to you and you looked at me with venom in your eyes. And it was just a bit of a surprise to me. And then I had realized after I looked back on it, I made a bit of a fool of myself, almost foot and mouth in a situation in which I stopped you from getting to your next dance. I know you had already had quite the long dance with her. And mind you, we're walking and talking. but obviously you wanted to follow that up. I'm sure she's a great conversationalist. I've never had much time with the governess, but I just figure, well, she seems interesting enough for all of, I mean, the two most eligible suitors here. Seem to almost be fighting over her.
Hardly a fight. Hardly. I've seen many fights.
Right.
Right.
So have I.
Just, <whoop.
laughs> I think, I mean, I, if that's the case, then I'm certain I can go talk to young Ambrose and you know, tell him that the governess is well, I don't know about the, I heard a bit of a rumor that she's a, did you see the pamphlets?
I try to steer clear from those sort of things.
I can't help it. I love reading the drama. It's just a bit enjoyable. My main thing with that is, well, you know, lowly governess is one thing. I wouldn't mind marrying a governess. That doesn't affect me in my affects in this space at the moment. But, like, clearly, you know, you're looking for status. Not a romantic connection, even though it may or may not, you know, cloud your judgment from time to time. But regardless, I should talk to the young Ambrose and let him know.
Looking is a strong word, but I suppose the young Ambrose should think on what he wants.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go talk to him and let him know.
Coming back to the town so swiftly with...
Well, clearly there's something there.
Clearly, and yeah. I wonder if, like, for him, for his sake, if... A governess of no status is what he needs anyways.
Well, again, hardly is she a governess of no status if we are to believe the rumors. I don't... My...
What were these rumors again? I'm sorry.
I believe that she was a marquis of sorts, or a marchess.
That is interesting. That is an interesting thought.
I mean, rumors are just words.
Right, rumors, just words.
Without verification.
Right.
But mainly my point here is even if she were a lowly governess, marrying upwards for her would be a fine thing and it wouldn't harm the Viscount's prospects. So if he appears to be as enamored with her as I thought you were with her, I should just go inform him.
Does he appear that way?
I
don't
mean,
recall.
Well, I mean, they seemed quite engaged upon their dance, but I will say, so did you, and I must have misread that situation, as you've said.
Yes, and you and the Duchess as well in your dance.
Duchess.
Annalise von Raven Schwartz, yeah.
I think everyone who does anything with Annalise appears to be quite engaged.
That is true.
It is just a bit of Annalise's stature.
Right.
A bit overbearing. Well, then, to be clear then here, sir, I just don't want to mince words with you. You have no feelings for the governess?
I have...
No affections, understood.
No, well, okay. So, what are you doing here, sir?
Can I tell you bluntly?
Absolutely. I would prefer that so much more than whatever this is.
As a young man, I met my now late wife, hence why I'm here. I adored her in every sense of the word. She was whip smart and a conversationalist and faster than me in every capacity. I miss her. And I hate to think that a young sir like yourself would never give themselves the chance to miss someone that way. So if what I saw was wrong, if I misinterpreted your possible affection, absolutely. But I just think that if there's affections, so be it, a governess.
If there were, what is it that you could do about it?
What is it that I could do? Sir, I...
In knowing...
My words are elixir and my work is elixir. I can do just about anything.
I will say, I was rather raw at the sight of the governess with the young Evanson, but that isn't to say I wouldn't wish ill will upon the lady, if that is what she would want.
Right, yes, you know. It is a shame about the rumors about her, though, that it appeared someone was spreading. Again, the pamphlets. I know you said you don't partake in that.
I do not.
That's my, again, my main concern is there appear to be people in this space, and we know how people in this space get. And wherever we get to, I'm just like sugar cubes, and I pay them and like give you the sugar cubes for.
Yeah, you're just kind of like placating Miles into this conversation.
Yeah.
Making sure that they don't make any sort of movements to sort of break out of this conversation.
I'm locking him in with every word. He doesn't get a word out. He's trapped in this.
Yeah, so you guys are kind of like going to this like sugar cube booth. You're talking, you're paying, you're grabbing what you can. You go to a produce booth. Same thing kind of happens, especially as you're perusing the rest of this market. So that's kind of what's going on as you guys are walking and talking.
It is so unfortunate when something like that happens, especially when, even if a lady of non, you know, no name... It's still a lady, and I would be so regretful if someone disparaging her, ill misconceivings of her person. And again, I just think perhaps you should talk to her.
Perhaps.
There's no time like the present. Could I have strategically moved us into a space near Ophelia?
Yes, but we're not going to get to you guys yet.
Okay.
But you can absolutely do that.
Cool, cool.
As you guys are walking and talking through these stalls, we'll cut over to Annalise. Esther, with your cousin in hand, are walking up to Annalise. It's not hard to miss her. She's in a bright red dress with a giant hat and a feather. So you take your cousin up to introduce him to Annalise again.
Annalise, it is lovely to see you today. You remember my cousin, Mortimer?
Hello?
Oh, of course. It's been a while since I last saw you.
Yes, I've been busy.
Busy with
what,
exactly?
Busy, he says.
Oh, with, I'm sure, Esther has told you I garden and whatnot.
No. Valuable thing to keep you busy.
All day he spends in the greenhouse. I don't think he's been out and seen the actual real sun since he's moved in with us. Have you, cousin?
I just have to make sure that everything is good and acclimated before I made my appearance, and now here I am.
Yes, and that is why my father's books still remain unbalanced, is it not? Annalise, my cousin was interested in meeting the governess. Who would have thought?
Oh, I mean, I think that they would get along quite well.
Yes, Esther was telling me that we might have a lot in common, so if you could introduce us, if you don't mind.
Oh, of course. I'd be more than happy to. I'll start leading them, and I'm going to hand him a glass of wine, too.
Maybe okay.
A little something to...
The nice wine?
Yeah, just a little something to loosen him up.
Oh, thank you. I will appreciate this greatly. as you guys walk through these stalls again. We'll hop over to the woman of the hour, Ophelia. Hey,
just
queen.
Just a girl.
Yeah, so you're just like following the family around, I assume, right?
Yeah, I was like, I think we're probably actually by the produce stalls. Kind of just like, oh my gosh, this would be so great, like in a fruit tart. This would be so great for dinner. Like,
absolutely.
I'm holding a basket of like produce.
Yeah, you're holding a basket of produce. Little do you know, you have 5 people coming after you. Before that.
Oh, and I'm also casually looking over my shoulder, like, looking for someone who sent a certain letter. Like, are they here? Are they
funny that you note that.
Oh, no.
As these people are, little do you know, you're so popular right now. As you're suggesting things to be made for dinner and dessert that night, you see a rather tall, I think to your eye, dashing gentleman. Top hat, very nice waistcoat and things like that, wearing dark blues and such. And in his arm is... Why don't you tell me what she looks like?
Oh. She's very beautiful. She's probably dressed in finer clothing, I would imagine,
yes,
than when
100%.
I last saw her. It's probably something... She has long, curly blonde hair. She has very like feminine features, very soft, delicate features. Probably a nice blue dress to complement her. And I'm assuming she looks pleased and happy and well.
Yes, she does. And I think it goes, the pieces piece together in your mind that perhaps the reason why you got that letter was because she's in town.
What?
Who could have ever thought that? As you see these two walking arm in arm through the market, I don't think you see that she's noticed your presence yet, especially since you're around a large family at this stall. But you see her.
Perfect. I'm using a resolve token to get the fuck out of this stall. I'm trying to duck and cover to get back to the carriage, essentially.
Okay.
Back to our family carriage. Just a minute to collect myself.
What's that?
No.
Okay, wait. So you're giving me a token?
I'm giving you a token that me and the Viscount
make
kind
it
of
there
make
before.
It there just as she's about to turn and leave and kind of lock her into the... Yeah. And it's not me consciously.
You're getting ready. You have, again, an armful of produce. I think you're, like, getting ready to, like, put it down, be like, I have to go tend to my stuff, and you're ready to get out of there. As you do, you turn around, you're boxed in by Sir Miles and the Viscount.
Yeah, I think I back into you. Like, yeah. Madam, I do apologize. Oh. The governess! I'm taking stuff out of your hands.
Good Viscount Summerfield, hello.
Hello, and yeah. I'm touching your hands. Like, I'm like, oh! And you two, you didn't get your second hit, and I'm just turning away. I would like to read the governess's mind.
Slow
okay.
motion. Oh no.
Monologue token from the Viscount. Hey, Ophelia, what's going on in that head of yours?
You want like just like stream of consciousness?
I want stream of consciousness about like, because I saw you were a little frazzled and now you're even more frazzled. So I'm like, what's frazzling her?
Okay. If it's stream of consciousness, I think it's very much like, oh, shit, she hasn't seen me yet. I can still get away. Like, I need to be prepared for seeing her again. You're catching pronouns. And then it's like, oh my god, and now Miles is here. Oh my god, maybe I can make this work.
I'm just seeing your eyes dart around a bunch.
Maybe I can make this work.
Can I see a potential she?
There's lots of potential she's.
Well, no,
but there's
like,
some
the potential she that
nearby.
She's referencing.
However, you see in pretty much the neighboring stall, a tall, dashing young gentleman and a blonde woman with curly hair in arm that Ophelia's eyes keep darting to. And you're
done.
Quick-witted. You make that connection almost instantly.
Did you pay for your produce yet?
No, she was in the middle of suggesting stuff.
Bag it. I'm walking over to the tall gentleman. Sir, I am so sorry. I'm Viscount Alistair Summerfield. I need your help carrying all of this. I got far more produce than I expected.
I'm running.
Okay.
Like, embarrassingly.
Have your hand,
like,
though.
Out of... I'm so sorry.
As Ophelia starts running, can I use a token so that our trio make it there, like,
oh
to
God.
Cut her off almost?
Yeah, absolutely. You, Ophelia, it's like deja vu again. You turn, you retract your hand from Sir Miles. You were ready to be like, you make that face of like, I have to go tend to stuff. I swear it. And as you turn, you then get boxed in once again, not by two people, but three. You see Annalise, you see Esther, and you see a gentleman hand in hand with Esther as they look at you.
Ophelia, so good to see you this time. Oh, I'm going to wrap my bow around you and give you a big hug.
Oh, hello, Annalise. How are you?
Oh, you know, I always love a good little get-together.
Oh, boy, you don't say.
Only half a bottle this time, so a little light.
Esther curtsies, and she says,
very good to see you again, Ophelia. Please, allow me to introduce you to my cousin, Mortimer. He does not get out much.
Oh.
he looks like he don't get out.
And he looks like he doesn't get out much. He's very pale. He's gaunt. Hello. He's just a guy.
Mortimer, it's very nice to meet you.
Oh, yes. Governess.
Yes, I'm Ophelia.
Lovely to meet you.
Well.
Esther has said so much about you, and I asked Annalise if she could introduce us, and so, yes, it's lovely to meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, I hope good things. It's very nice to make your acquaintance.
It's nice to make your acquaintance as well. Have you seen the market yet?
Oh, you know, I've been very stuck on this corner.
She was actually just leaving.
Oh.
Hastily.
Hastily.
Things to attend to?
Yes,
right?
Actually,
shall I help you?
Oh, please, could you?
Yeah, in the background.
Sorry, Alistair trying to wingman, it's so hard in the back there.
Because the Viscount's currently trying to distract whoever this gentleman is and get him away. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, I could make it messier. And I'm like, I could leave this girl because she's looking at this girl. And then I look and I see that happening. And I'm like looking at him like,
Lock in, brother!
Yeah. Where did your bags go? Let's figure that out.
I'm so sorry to be out in such a rush. It was so wonderful to meet you, and I do hope we can meet again soon.
Yes, I'm sorry that we caught you at a bad time.
No, that's
Bro feels daggers.
I turn
Mortimer!
Cousin Mortimer, I am quite fine, faring on my own. She has a lot of bags.
Yes, you're right. I should go help.
How about yes,
I can assist,
yes.
As well. Give me something to carry. It looks like a lot for you.
Oh, it looks like a lot for me. Right. I like pick up the other thing. I hold everything.
Man refuses to take two trips.
Yeah,
one trip household.
Sir Miles, perhaps we should just accept
in that case,
help?
Mortimer.
Yes.
Or, dear cousin, you could help escort the lady. You could take her arm.
Yes, absolutely. As he then goes and takes her.
The Viscount's like,
I'm trying to get out of here as quick as possible. I don't care with who. I don't care where.
And now I'm encumbered.
Yeah, he doesn't have a hand free. I can make sure you get escorted safely.
Thank you.
Lead the way.
I'm so sorry, Esther and Annalise. I must be off. I have to just drop off some things at the cart and I'll be right back.
Take your time, honey.
Thank you very much.
Esther's smirking so hard right now. And she's just like, of course, take all the time you need.
Thank you. Sprinting a little bit. I don't know if Mortimer can keep up. I'm assuming Miles can keep up.
He's trying his best.
Ophelia. Lady.
So, Lady Ophelia, why are we running?
We're running? Oh.
Yes, you're going a little fast.
Quite fast.
Okay, I'm...
Are you sure you don't need help?
Sorry.
No, I do not.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. So you're here accompanying Esther?
Oh, yes. She convinced me to get out of the house today and said that because of the summer festival and whatnot that I would enjoy it. I do so far. It's very nice out.
But you prefer indoor?
Oh, yes, I garden activities? Often.
Oh, how wonderful. What do you grow?
Oh, I keep track of the peonies and whatnot.
I love peonies.
You just feel the darkest cloud.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To
death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude world. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two. That's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck.
Sir Miles. I'm like, you're a familiar face to me right now. I don't have the energy to like host. So I'm like, hey, dude, like, Sir Miles, how's your day going?
What do you know about peonies?
Yeah, perfectly wonderful.
Do you have
day.
A favorite flower, Sir Miles?
I'm cool with flowers. I like them. They're all right.
Oh, so I take it you don't have a
favorite? A man who likes flowers is a bit interesting to me.
Oh, I see. Anyways, which carriage is yours so I can make sure you get home safely?
It has white and gold detail on it. I think it's closer to the back.
Yeah, so you, like, point out the carriage you'll go and call for someone to bring it over. Are you trying to get out of there?
No. I think if the carriage comes up and they're, like, towards the front of the carriage, I'm like, I need a moment. And I'm, like, go to the back of the carriage. So, like...
Okay. Oh, all right.
Oh, just one second, excuse me.
Oh, okay. as you're left here now with this guy.
Well, she made it to the carriage, so I suppose you're relieved. Isn't that wonderful?
I, you know, as Esther pointed out, I should make sure that
there are
the
likely flowers
gets home.
For you to attend to somewhere, right?
Back at home, but I'm not at home right now.
Right.
Right. Sir Miles, correct?
Yes, Sir Miles, yes. And you were...
It's Lord Mortimer.
Ah, interesting. What yes. was, Mortimer what?
Lockhart.
Lockhart. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Yes. Haven't heard much of that, but I'm new to
I'm
the
sure
town.
You know my cousin Esther.
Yes, we met briefly.
Mm.
She's a friend of, the Duchess.
Ah, makes sense. Everyone is a friend of the Duchess.
Everyone is a friend of the Duchess, yes. Apparently, yeah.
Yes, So...
I suppose I should figure out where I am to put these and just try to, like,
if you approach the carriage, you probably see, like, a failure's, like, hand on the carriage, like, heavy breathing. Maybe a little sad, a little tears.
Lady Ophelia.
Oh!
These are quite heavy.
I'm
are
so
you
sorry.
Right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Let me open the carriage for you.
Okay,
You put them anywhere inside, that's okay. I'm probably just gonna walk back so I can have my seat. Thank you.
You're gonna walk back. Sorry. What?
Eventually. I don't think I'll stay for much longer.
Why not? It's still quite lively. I think there's fireworks later.
The summer sun has just, you know.
Ah.
It's just.
Perhaps
ooh.
I shall get you a refreshment.
Oh, that'd be really nice. Actually, can. Yeah, that'd be really nice.
Okay.
Okay, I think I've composed myself. I think I'm ready to go back for a bit. I should meet up back with the family and let them know I'm okay. I did leave kind of in a rush and even bother to say bye. Is that guy still here?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want him to leave?
I mean, I don't want to be rude. It's
I would enjoy it.
That's okay.
I do not get many opportunities to be rude.
I appreciate the offer, but I just feel like I'm being a very bad companion right now, and that's a bad first impression.
You don't have anything to prove.
Really?
I don't think so. Are you actually a marquise of sorts?
No. Well, but I do come from a comfortable family, but they don't need to know that.
Oh.
Okay. Not a marquis, father not a marquis, right. Brother not a marquis.
Okay.
Let's head back.
All right.
She's going to link her arm with you. And as opposed to when we first met in the ball, where it was more like friendly, it's more like, escorting me. You're here. Yeah.
I think that we walk back around. I look at the Lord.
Mm-hmm. All right, are you all right?
I'm doing much better, thank you. I apologize for my sudden outburst.
No need to apologize. I suppose we shall head back.
Yes, please. If you don't mind leading the way, I don't even remember how we got back here.
Oh, all right. I shall do that.
Thank you.
Shooting daggers at you. As you three walk back.
Who is this guy?
A relative of that little Esther girl.
Oh, yes. Okay. I was, again, introductions are a bit hazy.
I'm not good at them either. I do not. I'd prefer if we just, like, skipped all of this stuff entirely.
You know, right now I'm probably agreeing with you.
Hey, what's the token for?
I don't know. Maybe we slip off.
Oh, dude. Maybe you know of a cooler way to get back instead of the one in the direct sun.
And maybe what's-his-fuck is more focused on his footsteps.
On how he's walking, for sure. Than to notice that you guys have slipped off.
Gone a different way.
100%. He's not good in social situations either. He doesn't get out the house.
I think it's just a way, like, around.
Yeah,
like,
just, like, the long, like, the roundabout way to get back. Because,
like, there's, like, a field with all the festivities and then around the field.
Yeah, instead of cutting the grass, you're walking the path.
Walking the path, yeah.
Slay.
I hope this is more comfortable for you.
Very much so, thank you. And you might notice that she's kind of like getting lost in thought and getting harder to keep a conversation with. Like, if you ask her something, she'll respond, but she's not like following up. Like, she's somewhere else.
He's not one to pry.
Slay.
He likes silence, so this is like, all right, like, this is good. We're hanging out.
Still linked arm in arm, this nice little breeze.
Yeah.
We'll cut back to you guys. Viscount,
Oh, good sir. It appears I don't need your help anymore. Nice to meet you. I'm the Viscount Summerfield.
Oh, I'm Erica. Nice to meet you. We just came into town recently.
Who's the lady, sir? Please, be a gentleman.
Mistake. This is Lady Bridget.
Oh, Lady Bridget. It is a pleasure to meet you, Lady Bridget.
It's wonderful. Viscount
Summerfield.
Summerfield. Yes. Wonderful to meet you. Yes, as my husband just said, we just came into town recently and heard about the festivities and wanted to see them for ourselves.
Yes, I see. Here they are.
Yes, it's wonderful. I heard that there's fireworks later.
I believe that's the case. There is something so interesting about the two of you that I can't quite peg. Are you from around here? Where did you two grow up? Maybe we have like towns we grew up in together or something.
Oh, I grew up here, actually.
Here?
Yes.
And what about you, sir?
Oh, I grew up, and he names, like, a neighboring, like,
town. Oh, posh. Yeah. Well, that's quite interesting. And so you grew up here, you grew up from around. Do you spend a lot of time here, sir? I'm trying to deduce, and, like, I'm saying this out loud, you already know. I'm trying to deduce, I already know which one of them she knows.
Yeah. It's not hard.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my first or second time here. I visited right before we married.
Right before you wed.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Now here we are. And what I haven't been here in quite some time. We were traveling and we figured that it would be nice to stop by and again heard about the festivities. I know they happen every year, so.
Yeah.
It's something I look forward to.
Of course, and family's here, you know, and I'm sure there's people you know that might may or may not be here.
Mm-hmm.
Always a reason to go somewhere, right?
Yes.
People.
Precisely.
Yes. I do apologize for taking up time in your day.
No worries,
let me get you a treat. I'm just going to buy something from the stall and give it to them.
Yeah, you buy a pastry.
Yeah. I'll be. Do I, Do I by chance see, like, no, it's been Asmin. I was like, do I see Mortimer alone?
No, not okay, yet.
I was like, I'm just going to flock women over to him. Oh, I don't know if any of you know any bachelorettes in the area. There's quite a young lad. His name's Mortimer. He's a bit on the shy side.
Oh.
But he loves flowers, and I think he gives quite the bouquet from what I've seen.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, if you know any ladies to spread the word to, I think he's quite the eligible bachelor, and he wasn't at the ball. This is his first appearance, so
Oh, interesting.
Yes, I don't know if you heard about the dances.
Oh, no.
Oh, they were quite, there was so many.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes. As happens at balls.
Yeah, you would think. Anyhow, spread his name about.
All right.
Yes, my friends, I'm just done with that card.
Yeah, you're like, yeah,
I've gathered all I could out of that. I turn.
Yeah.
Hello.
As you were having that conversation, Esther, you feel like, as you're like standing here awkwardly, maybe not that awkwardly, you're with Annalise, as you sent your cousin off to go figure that out with Ophelia and Miles, you feel a light tap on your shoulder as I feel like you're standing face to face with Annalise, chatting with her.
Yeah, she whips around.
And it's the Viscount Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Esther.
Oh, yes. My lord, how are you? She curtsies.
Oh, I'm perfectly well. Do you have a moment? I'm not sure if you've seen the market yet.
I have actually not had a moment to take a tour. I actually just assisted my cousin, Mortimer, with spending some time with the governess.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, if you haven't taken a moment, would you mind accompanying me around?
Not at all.
And then he'll, like, offer out his hand.
Yeah, I think she very gently, like, interlocks their arms.
Yeah, and he'll take you around the market, which then leaves you two after you turn around.
Can I use a little thing? I'm going to be doing research on him. I want to just learn about how he, that basically his research about having to wash hands and stuff. I'm like, oh, Viscount Summerfield, mm-hmm. So good to see you.
Oh, yes, it's a pleasure. Who would have thought that the two eldest would get stuck out here alone?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of rough when you lose your spouse.
It's incredibly rough, but it is nice to see the young folks playing the game.
Yeah, tell me, was your former wife a love match, or was it just purely political?
My former wife was my best friend. If I had it my way, I wouldn't be out here this last event the previous week. But here I am.
Yeah, I can hear you. My husband and I, maybe not a love match, but there was definitely a love there.
Well, you spend so much time with somebody. You know, there's bound to be connection. Mm-hmm. Humans are naturally, loving creatures.
Mm-hmm. He was a good man. He had his quirks, but he was a good man.
And that's quite beautiful. I am sorry for your loss. Again, like you said, I know it well. And it's, even if it was originally for the politics of it, there's still something there. There's a companion gone.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about your research in washing your hands.
Oh, yes. You know, I get looked at as if I'm a quack, for suggesting that maybe we don't spatter ourselves in uncleanliness.
No, I completely understand. We should be clean when dealing with the sick.
Exactly. And we should attempt to sanitize. So I've found a lot of my work late, especially post my wife's passing. There's temperatures typically, a boiling point that I found can typically, I suppose, sterilize tools and things of the sort. And I'm not proud to say I've tested it on myself quite a lot, but I've only gotten sick the early parts where I hadn't gotten the numbers right. But for the most part, just about every sickness can be killed in boiling water.
Oh, this is fascinating. I feel like this could save many lives on a battlefield using these tactics.
I think a clean blade cutting off someone's leg is better than a dull one, right?
How would you feel about about leaving all this and just going to help people injured.
If we're talking battlefields, I must say, not great. I've been there before as a medic, and it is I know your family. I know what you do, and pardon me if this is offensive. It is hell. The things we enact upon ourselves and upon others, I don't think I could stomach seeing it anymore. If there was some humanitarian cause, gladly, I would love to take up some cause to maybe get me away from some things. But I can't serve again.
What about teaching others his methods? You don't have to physically be there. You can teach others to save lives.
I mean, a professor job is, that's sort of the cream of the crop. But again, with the quack allegations, I don't think I can make my way into a university unless I had a helping hand.
Well, Prussia has best schools.
Prussia. Yes, I mean, that's... I don't know enough about Prussian universities to know whether or not they are or aren't the best schools, but I mean, you're from there, I'm assuming, mm-hmm. And you know.
Oh, I'm just a lady, so I didn't.
Oh,
I don't go to school or anything.
Your eloquence betrays you. I must insist that you're far more educated than you're implying.
Well, I like to read here and there.
Of course, you're well read.
But look, I mean, I'm sure that I could get you a foothold in Prussia, and I have no doubt that you being a professor could save thousands, maybe millions of lives.
No, I don't disagree. I do. I would love to talk more about it. I was thinking I had just invited the young sir over to my abode to treat him to pastries. I bake quite frequently.
Oh.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I think we can make an event of it. I just met a delightful couple. We can have you come by, the Mortimer fella. I think you walked up with him and Esther. He's a bit odd, but I think he would. Yeah. I think he would be a delight at
maybe a smaller event.
Exactly, I think it'd give him a little more room to spread his smaller wings. What do you think of that? Maybe we can host a small event. You bring some goodies. We'll host it in my backyard. And yes,
and you know what? Maybe I'll bring some fellow scholars to discuss with you.
I would love nothing more. This sounds like it's shaping up to be quite nice. Mm-hmm. I'll be prepping the pastries when I get home. That's perfect.
Oh well, it's good to speak with you.
And you as well. I'm glad neither of us are as well, frankly, randy as we were the last time we spoke fully.
Yeah, I was a little. I was a couple bottles in.
Oh yeah, and yes, and you tipped the elixir I gave you.
Oh, it was a little oopsie poopsie. It was very slippery. I just wanted to put it in mine, and I accidentally dropped it.
No, yes, I believe you entirely. It's not like I matched yours at all in anywhere. So you know, it's.
Well, it was good speaking with you.
And as always, you.
And I think I'm just going to turn and kind of like watch the Ambrose and Esther.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you would watch.
Yeah.
So you do turn and you watch after you have that enriching conversation, question mark. You turn, you watch Ambrose and Esther. You're walking through the market with Ambrose in hand. And I think he's just trying to like make currently like small talk, just like, when did you arrive?
Oh, well, my cousin Mortimer and I arrived earlier this afternoon.
Oh, you came with your cousin?
We would have been here since... we would have been here from the start of the day, but getting Mortimer out to social events is a bit like, what do they say, pulling teeth? He's not one... he enjoys... plants, flowers especially.
I see.
Yes, the reason that I did not have an escort to your family's ball is, well, because my mama's a bit on the older side and a bit tired of parties.
Mm.
And my cousin Mortimer, though he is of the age and has the responsibility to get married and produce an heir, just is not quite interested in socializing. He is much more interested in tending to his plants.
I see.
which is why I am often unaccompanied to such things. But today he was able to come with me, which was lovely. Oh,
wonderful. I'm unsure how much convincing that took.
Oh, well, about as much as one could expect. How about yourself? How are you enjoying today's merriments? Have you been out for long?
Oh, I arrived not too long ago. I saw you. I actually have, and then he reaches in and he's like, your handkerchief to return to you.
Oh, thank you. I have yours with me as well.
And she pulls his handkerchief out.
I made sure Seven took care of it. It is washed and pressed, so you should be good.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you again for letting me borrow it. It was a lifesaver.
Oh, of course, a bit of a trade, wasn't it?
Just a little bit.
So, do you like sweets? Are there any activities you're looking forward to? Are you a pamphlet reader? You one for gossip? Did you see all the things that were published?
Oh, I did. It's kind of hard to be one of my status and not hear about the gossip.
Yes, and if it's...
But it's just that. It's just gossip.
Of course. It's just the way that people amuse themselves by spinning tales. It's just exhausting, isn't it?
It certainly can be. I was, One of the things I wasn't quite looking forward to coming back was this. Sometimes it gets tiresome.
Oh, certainly. Especially when people write things about you. I do hope that what was written has not harmed your reputation, Lord.
Oh, you know, I let it roll off my back and we continue.
That is very wise and a very mature response of you. I know my friend the Duchess, I believe she is looking for the head of whoever wrote those papers.
Well, your friend seems to be the kind that won't let up when something like that is written.
I have found myself... Yes, I have found myself in the company of quite the rowdy bunch, haven't I?
You... Sure have, although I can't imagine there's a dull moment.
Hardly. Are you one for parties or simply having tea and chatting with friends? What are your hobbies like?
Oh, I prefer much more of the smaller tea and chatting sort of situations. Social gatherings overwhelm me. There's so many people and so many things to not talk about.
I am sure the prying eyes of the rest of the ton is not favorable either at these large gatherings.
Oh, certainly not. Especially recently. I feel like people are incessant on learning about why I'm back in town, and it seems that saying family obligation is never enough.
Never enough, especially to mamas who are intent on their young daughters marrying.
Oh, goodness.
Swiftly as well.
The mamas are ravenous.
Have you called on any ladies since the ball?
No, not since the ball. My family has taken precedent, currently, but, I wanted to make sure I got your handkerchief back to you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I think Esther is, like, looking back at toward the Viscount Summerfield and Annalise as well.
Double thumbs up.
Yeah, one of us.
Esther takes her fan and she kind of fans herself for a moment and she says,
Lord Ambrose, it is rather warm out today. Do you think we could stop for a refreshment, perhaps?
Oh, of course. What do you prefer?
I, to be honest, I am not too partial. Lemonade is always nice, unless, what do you like?
Oh,
we can go wherever you please. After all, I am the one who spilled the wine on you.
I do believe there is a nice refreshment stand here. I believe they have a pretty good lemonade. I can take you there.
Shall we go, then?
Yes, absolutely. And during this time, I'm sure you've been keeping an eye out, Viscount Summerfield. You see Mortimer walking back all by himself.
Delightful. I'll just go find, like, two young ladies. Madams,
Oh, yes.
Hello. Yes. Maybe even like two like previous like of the young ladies that came to my home trying to.
Oh yeah, for sure. Madam, Viscount.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
There's an upcoming young man. He didn't make it to the ball. He was just so engaged.
Oh.
Well engaged, to say the least. He's walking over there a bit alone. I'll say, ladies, he is a bit on the socially meek side.
Oh.
But he is delightful. Ask him to guess your favorite flower.
Go on
your way.
All right. As they like just send two turn, girls down there. Yeah, you just send two girls that way. He's like, oh my god. As he sees these two women walking.
I think I'm just going to give them like money. I'm like, take them for a drink.
Yeah, they go do that. You're like, nah.
Yeah, teenagers. Yeah. Stop talking to me.
Please, I don't want you looking at me. Yeah, so you two go and get refreshments. You make Mortimer have company. You two, you take your long roundabout ass walk.
Yeah.
And you make it back. Looking for refreshments?
Yes.
You head to the same refreshment stand that Lord Ambrose and Lady Esther is at.
Hey, girl.
Arm in arm.
I'm like, yep.
Keep it that way.
Yeah. Stay in your lane, yeah. Brother.
I think I'm here for like, ah, Evanson.
Sir Miles.
It's lovely to see you.
Lovely to see
you. I missed you at the gentleman's club the other day.
Oh, yes, I... You know, with
family.
Family and, right. You know, the whole bowl and thing had to help wherever I could.
Mm-hmm. Esther, lady, lovely to see you as well.
Lovely to see you as well, Miles.
I must say, you two make a very smart match. Wow.
Smart match.
Smart.
Smart.
And what exactly does smart mean?
I suppose I was just looking for a positive word. I am not the most vocabularied.
I think what Sir Miles means to say is you two look lovely together.
Oh, thank you. Where are you two coming from?
Oh, it was rather hot, so we just took a little walk under the shade for a moment, and now we are here for refreshments.
Oh, is everything all right?
Yes.
Everything's wonderful.
Oh, all right. Have you two been here long?
I have. Yes, I've been sampling all the sweets and such. Lots of good ones. Have you tried the ones with, okay, they're like chocolate, and in the middle it's like this like creamy, like melts on your tongue. It's fantastic.
I have not yet. Maybe we shall go check that out.
I have some on me.
Oh!
Yeah.
Thank you. I will have this later.
Of course. Lady
Esther a refreshment.
Right.
I've heard they have great lemonades here.
Oh, would you like a lemonade?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Go do that. I'll go pay for it.
Perhaps we could all walk together. That would be lovely.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Ophelia, you were running quite frantically away from the market.
What?
Did you have a chance to go through all the stalls?
I took a little break. It was a little, overwhelming, so I just stepped away for a minute. And thankfully, Miles and your cousin Mortimer were there to lend a helping hand, so it was very kind of both of them.
Yes. Very helpful indeed, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, I'm so, again, sorry I had to run off so abruptly.
No, not at all. If anything, I am, well, one, happy to get my cousin introduced to new faces, and also very happy to see such a, sensible couple as yourselves together.
Oh.
Ah.
Yes.
Right.
That.
We are in-coupled, as in we are next to each other.
As you said, smart.
Right. Well, me hardly. The governess, sure, yeah. Well-read lady.
Yes. And as you were saying, close proximity.
A duo.
A bond, a friendship.
Friendship. Yes.
Well, as they say, right? If the lady governess is the smart one of the pair, well, opposites do attract,
it's
now,
true.
Don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. That is a saying that I have not heard much of.
though most sayings I know are those of combat.
I have heard that saying, yes.
Well, there we go. Does that not prove my point entirely, then?
Suppose it does prove a point. Certainly.
Yes, agreed upon.
So, Miles, do you want to take us to some of your favorite sweet stalls as we're
doing
no.
this?
Oh,
what do you want?
Monologue token being used. What's going on?
What's going on?
In my head?
Yeah. They called us a couple. What's going on?
She's like, first and foremost, like, oh God, we're not a couple. Oh God, I don't want Miles to be uncomfortable. Like, he already was, like, weird about the town, thinking about stuff about the dance. But also, like, maybe I could use this to my advantage in terms of other things. But I don't want to use Miles. But, like, if people just think things, I can't really stop people from thinking things.
Evil.
All right. Not sure what he takes from that.
I think he's more confused than he was before.
Oh, all right.
So, Miles, perhaps you could take us to some of the sweet stalls that you enjoy.
Oh,
so
yes.
So we could check them out.
Absolutely.
If you don't mind.
There's even a stall that has stuff for horses.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, Sir Miles, I assume you take them through the market.
Yeah.
It becomes evening.
I buy more.
You definitely buy more, for sure.
This one's pretty good.
And Viscount Summerfield.
Oh, yeah.
You had a small thing planned, correct? You were getting a get-together done.
Oh, yes. I just make my way throughout, just finding all the people to have, like, a full-blown, like, Viscount Summerfield tea and pastry day, and also ensure it's as messy as it can be.
Well, as
it is. It's less about it being messy, and it's more about the Viscount is going to place name tags and seat everyone there.
Yeah. So you do that. Evening falls. Fireworks are had.
Yay!
It's a little fireworks show. Yippee!
Yippee!
And it is a lovely night. Esther, I think Ambrose accompanies you the whole afternoon, evening.
People are going to talk.
Can we do a double date?
Well, that's kind of what you do going through the stalls and stuff like that together.
Yeah.
I thought that was the implication.
It is the implication.
Yes.
So, yeah, I have my monologue token.
I also have my monologue token.
Yeah, we are coming up towards the end of this scene. There are still tokens on the table.
I'm going to do one token. I'm going to have the Viscount just kind of be near him to make it seem like we're together when the fireworks start coming.
Okay.
Going off.
Mm. Yeah.
I'll go. I arm in arm with you.
Yeah, I'm just making sure that Miles notices.
I don't think he does.
Oh.
I think he's really encaptured by this moment he's having with Ophelia.
He's pissed.
Yeah, he's fucking pissed.
So does Ambrose invite Esther to stay for the fireworks, or is this something that she kind of takes the initiative for, or is it the mysterious third option where they just kind of go through the motions with this other couple that they're kind of walking
it's
through this
the
with?
Secret third thing of going through the motions.
Okay. I think as this double date settles in for, their fireworks, Esther will get settled in, but I'm going to use my monologue token because she's going to look over at the Viscount while she's with Ambrose.
What exactly are you looking for?
Esther remembers their conversation in the Viscount's house about him really missing his wife, who's dearly departed. So she's like with Ambrose and the other two, but she's looking in the direction of the Viscount, and she kind of wants to gleam like, what is he like in a moment where so many people are coupling off with each other and he's now alone?
Well, he is with Annalise, but he is so alone. Like, that's one thing. Two, I think very pointedly he's not watching the fireworks.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not that he's like his head's down. He's just not looking at the sky. He's not looking at the fireworks.
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Who still has tokens left?
Yeah.
All right, Annalise, who are you using yours on?
I'm going to use it on the Viscount also.
Oh,
so
popular guy.
I think we're just kind of doing small talk, and I'm more trying to get a read of, is your shit stirring towards a direction, or are you just doing it just for the fun of it? Is there an end goal, or are you just kind of doing it?
So you would know in this moment of what I've done today was for a goal. Like, that is,
I've begun selecting words differently. Probably at the ball it was shit stirring. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, I see end goals. I'm taking us there.
Okay, so at the beginning you probably didn't have one, but now it seems like it's any more focused. Okay.
Did you use yours? Is that just?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think while we're watching the fireworks, she's gonna keep looking at the fireworks, but kind of like whisper in reference to Miles and just be like, I owe you a great deal of thanks for saving me today. And I am sorry I can't offer more of an explanation as to what was going on. But I had a really amazing day when I thought everything was gonna go very poorly. And I think that's greatly because of you. Monologue token.
All right, what exactly are you looking for?
What's going through his head now?
a lot of that. There's also like a bit of like so you're like, oh, I'm giddy, new crush, and then also like this like it's never going to work. Like that, like over, like it's like, wow, yay, yeah, and then never gonna work.
No. Like, but we don't know what we know.
And we don't know, and you don't know what I know, what we know, but you know that we know.
Yes.
And it's kind of that where it's like, oh, yes. Yeah. And it's just like a myriad of reasons for why it wouldn't work. Some that are like just so secret that they wouldn't come up to the surface. And others that are like, well, I have things lined up with Annalise. I have a job that I want to do that would keep me away from anything that we would have. And then it's also like thinking about what the Viscount said about like, oh, I'd hate to like for you to like miss out on that sort of thing. And it's like, just like, single tear, no tears, but like just like,
I just keep watching the fireworks.
But yeah, I think that's where we're gonna end this episode as the fireworks pew 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 go on and lots of thoughts are going through people's heads and matches are being made
question mark this day. I think Miles stands a little closer.
And we'll see where this all takes us. Thank you so much.
We're going to end with some side eye from Annalise.
Oh, yeah, for
Miles.
Sure. I like to imagine that you guys are like towards like the frontish and they're like in the back watching you guys. Yeah. And so you can't you don't see it, but Annalise is for sure mad dogging you a little bit. Thanks for joining us for 5GH Presents Marriage and Merriment. Anna, where can people find you?
Oh, I have to do it again. Hello. You can find me everywhere. I'm Anna, and you can find me also at Local Level Up Lady, which is Local LVL Up Lady, or at Hilarity Save RPG. I'm the Dungeon Master for the actual play podcast, Sassily Dungeoneers, which 5GMs was on.
Yippee!
If you like this, you'll probably like that too.
We were pretty badass.
We were pretty cool. If you want to see Devastating Siblings, yeah, that's for sure the one to check out.
My boy.
I think about them all the time.
They're so upsetting. But yes, definitely go check out Anna's stuff.
Yes.
Yay! Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello. Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinatrenchcoat.
Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.